From the Fantasy Sports Network studio, I'm Ashley Docking, and it's time to get you ready for all of the Week 16 action with your DraftKings preview. Derek Carr, where have you been, my friend? Only one multi-touchdown game in his last three while failing to throw for over 275 yards. That's tough to swallow if you'd rostered him the last little while, but he is a prime bounce-back candidate this week at home against the Colts. And football is a family affair, so expect Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree to join in on the fun. Now, it's not just Cam Newton's fashion sense that's been hard to trust this year, but if you're going to unleash him in one of his final two games of the season, you better do it against the Falcons. They have given up the most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks this year. Newton can be affordably paired with Ted Ginn Jr. or Greg Olsen. If you want a cheaper option, though, and I'm really behind this play, look towards Eli Manning. First of all, he's $5,900. Second, he lit up the Eagles in Week 9, the week that really started the Giants' big turnaround. And with the way Jordan Howard has played lately, $6,300 just seems like too good of a deal to pass up. Only twice this year has Howard failed to hit the double-digit DK point mark. Jay Ajayi, he's facing a familiar foe in the Bills. He demolished them for more than 200 yards and a score back in Week 7. Buffalo has given up big performances to running backs all year, and that should continue this week. And while he doesn't possess the playmaking ability that he did a decade ago, Frank Gore is still racking up fantasy points. If you want a cash game running back under $5,000, Gore is your guy against the Raiders. But beware, because you may be cursing Robert Turbin's name. The touchdown vulture snaked two from Gore last week. Rob Kelly is another option at $5,200. He faces the Bears defense that was just smashed by Ty Montgomery, 162 yards and two scores. Emmanuel Sanders lit up the Chiefs secondary last month to the tune of 32 DraftKings points. His value is at $6,000 this week. Jamison Crowder is quietly enjoying a breakout season. While he does lack that elite upside that you look for, his consistency make him a quality play against the Bears. Forget that he hasn't topped 31 yards in the last 5 weeks, you guys. Allen Robinson is in play this weekend. Actually, considering the matchup and his price tag, Robinson represents one of the highest ceiling plays on the slate. Zach Ertz has been one of the best tight ends in fantasy over the past 2 months. He should find plenty of room to work against the Giants on Saturday, while Cameron Brate remains a bargain, $3,900 taking on the Saints. And with the recent play of the Giants' defense, it's hard not to like them as one of the better options this coming weekend. The best value, though, does belong to the Broncos. $3,300 against the Chiefs. Their defense is too dominant to be priced that low. And, well, that's it for me for the DraftKings Fantasy Preview for Week 16. You should go to DraftKings.com, enter promo code Broncos, and play for free today.